says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota. Hasn't turned cold yet. I don't know what's going on. This is good. Maybe La Nina. And but it'll turn cold soon enough. James Kelso here with the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. An hour of thrills and spills, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a live show, and you can call in if you're so inclined at 512-248-8252. Well, lots of good news here on this Monday. I said we'd give you a recap of the Trump weekend, and he did his fantastic rally in Fort Dodge, Iowa. He did his fantastic visit to Hidalgo County, Texas, which is right on the Rio Grande, McAllen, and his fabulous meeting with Border Patrol personnel there and supporters. That was great. We'll come back to that maybe a bit. The other great thing that happened since we last met up is Javier Milei, this incredible Trump of Argentina, won by a landslide in the Argentinian presidential election. And this is fantastic. We have four Donald Trumps in the world. We have Viktor Orban in Hungary, Javier Milei in Argentina, and we have Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil. Wow. And we've got our own Donald Trump. So I think a lively start to the show would be to play you a little of the sound of Javier Milei speaking in Spanish with his Argentinian accent that some of you may understand, but I'll give you the translations. I'll pause it to give you the translations, and you'll see why this guy is called the Trump of Argentina. He's not holding anything back, folks. All right, let me find him here. Here he is. So I know it's in Spanish, but you're going to enjoy the translation. Now, there are some colorful words, like he uses the Spanish word merd, which some of you may recognize, and he uses that a lot in different combinations, and he's using that term to describe leftists. He said, yeah, you can't give, you know what, I'll use the Spanish word. You can't give merd leftards an inch. Okay, here he comes. He's being interviewed by a lady interviewer on Argentinian television.
Zurdo de mierda, no le podés dar ni un milímetro.
¿Me puede definir zurdo de mierda? Que no.
Todos los que, digamos, los colectivistas, los que ponen, digamos, o sea, esa idea. A ver,
¿qué le pones de mierda, digamos?
But why do you call them merd? And we all know what's our word for merd is also four letters and it starts with S. But why, she says, do you call them merd? And she's a typical, you know, pretty face news person.
Porque son una mierda.
Because they are la mierda. Solo porque, because they are mierda. Oh, mierda. is probably, I know merde in French. I know the French version of that word.
O sea, pero si pensás distinto, te van a aniquilar.
If you think differently from them, they will kill you. He said just there. If you think differently from them, they will kill you.
Ese es el punto. Es decir,
ese es el punto. That's the point. You can't give merde leftists an inch.
Al zurdo no le podés dar un milímetro, porque le das...
He's saying milímetro. If you give them an inch, they will use it to destroy you.
Es un milímetro y lo toma para destrozarte. Es decir, usa, digo, o sea, vos no podés negociar con el zurdo. No sé...
You can't negotiate with leftards. Now, you can't see it, but you would. It's classic. The expression on this news person's face. She doesn't know what to do. This she has to listen, and she can't cut the guy off easily anyway. He's now the elected president of Argentina. He outranks her by a little bit.
Negocia.
No negocia. You don't negotiate with trash because they will end you.
Se negocia con esa mierda, no se negocia porque te van a llevar puesto. Si tienen un gol.
If they, the left, have a guy that beats his wife.
Golpeador que caga trompadas a la mujer, digamos, si es de ellos.
If it's one of them.
Se pone el pañuelito verde y grita todo el tiempo contra el neoliberalismo.
He puts on the green scarf and yells about. Abortion, yells about neoliberalism all the time. Okay, now I missed something there. Something was lost in the translation. He's making the point that rules for thee and not for me.
No, lo ocultan. ¿Me entendés? O sea, si de repente hay alguien que acosó a otra, a una, un periodista, que acosó a otra periodista, lo ocultan.
If there's a journalist that molests another journalist, they hide it. When it's one of them, they hide it. Now, this journalist that's interviewing him, the look on her face, you know, she's got the fancy earrings and the hairdo and the mascara and the perfect lipstick. She doesn't know what to do.
Es decir, a todos los de ellos lo ocultan. Todas esas aberraciones la ocultan.
They hide all of those aberrations.
Ahora, si vos estás del otro
lado. Now, if you are on the other side,
dado, a vos te van a estropear.
They will ruin you.
Te van a matar, te van a dar.
They'll kill you. They will throw you everything.
Con lo que sea, no les importa arruinarte la vida.
They don't care if they ruin your whole life.
¿Por qué? Porque no pensás como ellos.
Why? Only because you don't think like them. Isn't this guy great? And, you know, he's got the same appeal that Trump has. He's saying what we're thinking. But everybody's, he's totally politically incorrect. He's saying things completely out of class, out of turn. He's not holding back.
¿Y sabes qué es lo bueno de todo esto?
And do you know what's the good part in all of this?
Hay algo bueno en todo esto. Porque como el error es humano...
Because since to err is human,
como todos nos podemos equivocar,
since everyone can be mistaken,
sabes que nos obligan a ser mejores.
They force us to be better. Mejor. They force us to be better.
Y como estamos siendo tan mejores,
and since we are getting better than them,
como los estamos aplastando,
since we are crushing them in the cultural battle. Now, doesn't this resonate with us, folks? These wimps and weirdos that we're fighting against, the same phenomenon is happening here. The MAGA movement, our movement, is full of really smart people, really motivated. And Steve Bannon said it today on his show. He said, you know what makes me feel good about our situation, as dire as it is? What makes me feel good about our situation is who is on our team. I look down the bench at our team and I say, yeah, I want to go into battle with these guys because these are the winners. The winners are on our team. The losers as Jim Carrey would say, the losers are on the other side. There are a lot of them, but they're on the other side.
La batalla cultural, los estamos pasando de arriba, porque no solo le ganamos en lo...
We're not only superior economically.
Productivo, somos superiores moralmente.
We are superior moralmente. We are morally superior.
Somos superiores estéticamente. Somos
We are aesthetically superior. We are better than them at everything.
Mejores en todo. Y les duele.
And that triggers them. Now, this guy, folks, this is a theme I've been uttering on this show. This is what this is the battle between good and evil. And evil, communism, has existed, you know, in its various guises, has existed for all time. It will always exist. As long as there are people who are envious of better people, there will be communism, that's what communism is. It's organized envy of those who look better, think better, are more beautiful, are more creative, more productive. And we will always be envied and hated. And the communists, their solution to our betterness is to not to get better themselves. No, it's to destroy us. This guy has got it. He has got it. And he's not a politician. He's like Trump. He's a morally superior person.
Duele, entonces, como no pueden pelear con la...
And since they can't beat us with real arguments... Now, by the way, folks, I'm reading this and hearing this for the first time. I'm loving this just as much as you are. And you're not missing a whole lot. The whole focus is on... Javier Milei, spelled M-I-L-L-E-I. This is a name we'll now have to learn. This is a man we'll come to admire. He looks like he has gray, green, I don't know. It's kind of light gray, maybe a slight blue or green tint to his eyes. Very light eyes. And a brunette hair, a lot of it. So he's a Trump in that sense. He has wild fantastic hair, just like the Orange Man. They just use the repressive apparatus of the state. Remember, his previous phrase was, since they can't beat us, they just use the repressive apparatus of the state. With loads of taxpayer money to destroy us. You hear that, Chuck Schumer? And yet they're still losing. Now the camera shifted to this pretty thing hostess, and you know, I give her credit. She's just listening. She's not trying to cut off Milei or scorn him or do anything. She's listening. So I think she's doing a good job.
Pueden, no pueden, tuvieron que bajar.
They had to remove the blacklist. Now, that's an Argentinian reference that I don't know. Maybe you do. They had to remove the blacklist.
La nota. Tuvieron que bajar la nota. ¿Me entendés que están perdiendo?
You understand? They're losing.
No, están desesperados.
They're desperate. Merd, that's that S-H word. Merd leftists are losing the cultural battle.
Están perdiendo la batalla cultural, los zurdos de mierda. Por primera vez se ven.
For the first time ever, they are cornered. This guy sounds like Steve Bannon or Charlie Kirk or Tucker Carlson.
Acorralados, los zurdos de mierda.
Those
merd... de mierda no le podés dar ni un milímetro.
¿Me puede definir su...
Wait. Okay, I got goofed up there. Oh, it ran again. It's only 2 minutes long. Let me give you the last thing he just said. The mayor leftists are losing the cultural battle. Okay. Then he resumes.
La batalla cultural, los zurdos de mierda, por primera vez.
For the first time ever, they are cornered.
Se ven acorralados los zurdos.
Those mayored leftards. And I don't know what the Spanish for leftards is. I can't make it out. But if I listen more carefully, I will be able to. So there he is. Three cheers for Javier Milei. Let's look him up. We know all too little about Javier Milei. Let's look him up. And of course, over on Wikipedia, there will already, the leftards, the mayored leftards, will already be lying about Javier Milei. So let's go read the lies. Let's see what they are, see if we can translate them from Newspeak into real English. Ooh, wait a minute. Are you kidding? They don't have an article on him? Okay. Here we go. Here he is. Okay. Milei. Javier Milei. Okay. Here's the article. Okay. We're seeing guys in a real hip leather jacket in his picture. He is 53 years old. He looks younger than that. 53 years old. Born in Buenos Aires, 1970. Political party, libertarian. His alma mater is the University of Belgrano. That's in Argentina. And his school or tradition is the Austrian School of Economics. His signature looks like Donald Trump's. looks like he uses the same pen. It's fantastic. What else can we say about him? He's the president-elect of Argentina. His vice president is a woman, Victoria Villarruel. He assumed, let's see. All right, let's see what it says. Argentine politician, economist, author, president-elect. He was an economist, the author of multiple books on economics and politics. He's a vocal proponent of the Austrian school. That's notable in the Austrian school is Ludwig von Mises, whose masterpiece was Human Action, the book Human Action. Boy, that really takes me back like many decades since I even thought about these things. And he taught classes on various things, mathematics for economics and so on. Author of numerous books, has hosted radio programs. He was elected, his first political office was as a national deputy representing the city of Buenos Aires. That'd be like being a congressman. He has pledged not to raise taxes, donated his salary through a monthly raffle, just like Donald Trump. And known for his flamboyant personality, distinctive personal style, he's been described as a right-wing libertarian, a populist. He's proposed the abolition of the Central Bank of Argentina. That would be like a Ron Paul position, abolishing the Fed. Pretty exciting, huh? Stay tuned. We'll be back with more excitement.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
We're back, folks. And more interesting stuff about Javier Milei. And how old did I say he was? We'll come back. He's 50. Did I say 59, 54, somewhere in there? He's kind of similar age to Tucker Carlson. And he has real big appeal. And reading this article, his brash style really appeals to younger people. And a lot younger than himself. He comes across as very youthful. And let's see here. He refers to the Argentinian Academy, just like the American schools, as brainwashing indoctrination centers. Perfect. And like anybody, pretty much most people in Argentina, he was raised by Catholic parents. Most of Spanish South America is Catholic, as is the mother country, España. And let's see what he says here. He really beat the guy he ran against here. This wasn't even close. And this is what Donald Trump has to do in 2024, which is less than a year from now. We must so smack the communist leftards, the mayored leftards, that they won't be able to cheat their way out of it. We just have to go beyond the margin of cheatability. And this is what he clearly did. Let's see what he says. Go down a little further. This is a big one, folks. And Argentina is a very important nation. It's I think there were 30 million votes in this election, which means the population of Argentina must be somewhere around 70 million people, somewhere in that area, 50 million people. It's a big country, and it's an important country. It's a beautiful country with fabulous resources, fabulous nature and climate, ocean, mountains, pampas, with their version of the plains. It's wonderful. I've never been there. But I actually have touched down in South America in two places. I set foot on the island of Aruba, and in the Netherlands Antilles. And then I never got off my ship in Panama. But anyway, I floated through the Panama Canal from west to east, which is the odd way that the Panama Canal flows there at that twist, at that bite in Panama. But those are my contacts with South America. If you consider Mexico South America, it's not really. That's Central America. Panama, too, is Central America. So in any event, let's go down here a little more. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Milei expressed skepticism about COVID-19 vaccines. Yes. He questioned the vaccination policy. And like Donald Trump, he got vaccinated. He didn't like it, but he got vaccinated. I believe Donald Trump, we were told that Donald Trump did get vaccinated. I hope he didn't, actually. I hope he fibbed on that. He's a climate change denier. Ooh, I love you, Javier. He rejects the existence of global warming, contradicting the scientific consensus on climate change. There's no scientific consensus on climate change. There's a consensus among those government-paid so-called scientists whose paychecks would end immediately if they actually spoke the truth or spoke their minds. But among actual scientists, that is, independent minds who investigate nature, no, there's no scientific consensus on climate change. And he attributes the global warming phenomenon to a socialist invention, which are nothing more than deceptions promoted by the neo-Marxists. Perfect. And see, the guy is super brainy. He promotes, see now here's the slamming, Wikipedia is already slamming the guy. Milei promotes the far right, ooh, that's bad, right? Far right, cultural Marxism conspiracy theory. He uses cultural Marxism as a label to accuse left-wing politics and progressives of enforcing political correctness. How dare he? Oh, Martha. Can you imagine? They enforce political correctness? Who ever heard of that? This includes usage of cultural... See, now this is what we can do. We can read this article at Wikipedia is written by cultural Marxists. It's written by the Maird about whom Milei speaks. And they're making a mistake here. Because if they were following the precepts of 1984 and the... We'll come back to this, how they're messing up by even talking about Javier Milei. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Forefathers' plan. Yes, indeed. So during the break there, I used that time to look up Argentina, which used to be called, where does that name Argentina come from? I thought you'd never ask. It actually comes from the Italian, and it appears on the cartography of Italian navigators, just as America appeared on the Italian cartography of Amerigo Vespucci. And that's how we got America. But Argentina means silver in Italian. And you know that the big river there that flows past Buenos Aires is La Plata. And that means La Plata is like the plate, the silver. Like platinum comes from that. The silver, and platinum is silver in color. So what is it called? The Rio de la Plata. So that's where the name Argentina comes from. And your grandparents used to, and maybe your great-grandparents, referred to Argentina as the Argentine. And here's an example of that happening in the 1930s and 40s. Here's Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra singing the song Tangerine about a somewhat delusional femme fatale in the Argentine.
Tangerine. side, and I see times when tangerines had the bourgeoisie believing she were queen. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine.
Okay, we'll pause him right there. Go Jimmy Dorsey. And here's an interesting side note. When Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra was playing Tangerine, I was hoping we'd get to the verse where he goes, and I've seen toast to Tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. That's what I wanted, the use of the Argentine, but I didn't find it. Argentina, this is interesting, and this connects directly to Javier Milei and to Donald Trump. Argentina used to be a very wealthy country. Back when Jimmy Dorsey's band was playing the song, Argentina was just as wealthy as the United States on a per capita basis. That's right. You'd just as soon live in Buenos Aires as in New York. And you were just as likely to be just as prosperous. But then, and this is what the point that Javier Milei makes, then what happened, especially after World War II? Socialism happened to Argentina. Chuck Schumer happened to Argentina. Nancy Pelosi happened to Argentina. And Argentina went sliding down into the toilet. Their economy crashed. Everything crashed in Argentina. And they are now, last year, their inflation was 130-some%. That means something that cost 130% is more than doubling in 1 year. 100% would be a price doubling. And the people, it finally took that much to wake up the Argentine people. And apparently that's where we are too. We're in the same situation. Let's see. Let me just try this here just for a second. This is the female part of Tangerine. Here she comes.
She is all they say, with mascara and eye and chapel by day shade. Tangerine, with her lips aflame. If the color keeps Louis Philippe's to blame. And I've seen Tangerine, where the label says from Macy's Mezzanine.
I'm hitting every other rhyme except rhyming tangerine with Argentine. Macy's Mezzanine. Anyway, Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberly. Oh boy, you know what? Your folks, your ancestors knew how to sing. They knew how to dance. They knew how to play music. They knew how to write music. What the hell happened? Well, I'll tell you what happened. The same thing that happened to the Argentine. Yeah, that's right. We reached up and pulled the toilet plunger while we were in it. And now we're wondering why we're gurgling down the toilet. Well, we pulled the plunger, that's why. Anyway, we still have the chance to climb out. And the Argentines... just did that, made their first step there by electing Javier Milei. We will do the same thing. In less than 12 months, we will elect Donald Trump. And who, by the way, who's one of the first people to endorse Donald Trump? Who's one of Donald Trump's biggest admirers and fans? Javier Milei. And the Donald Trump wrote today, he said, well done. Let me go find his post, if I can find it. He said, congratulations to Javier Milei on a great race for president of Argentina. The whole world was watching. I'm very proud of you. You will turn your country around and truly make Argentina great again. Nice, huh? Yeah, very good. Let's find another Trumpian thing here. It's been great. The president was great in Iowa. He was great in Texas. Governor Abbott endorsed Donald Trump, of course. Come on. A little late, Greg. A little late, friend. But that's okay. Better late than never. Now talk about governors who get it wrong. How about this one? Kim Reynolds of Iowa, who endorsed, what a doofus. She endorsed Ron DeSantis last week. And today she was at a Ron DeSanctimonious event, standing right beside him at a John Deere warehouse. And there couldn't have been even 50 Ron DeSanctimonious supporters there. And remember, he's carrying around a retinue, a staff of people. That, I mean, they're in the room, too. So half the people you could see, those 50 people, were probably paid staff of Ron DeSanctimonious and then also bodyguards for Kim Reynolds. But it was 50 people. That's all he could get. Kim Reynolds, what an idiot. And Donald Trump, meanwhile, is like at crowds in Fort Dodge getting tens of thousands of people. Wow. Oh, it gets better. There was some liberal polling by the Washington Post, by Harvard, and then here's another poll. This is a poll by Iowa State University, ISU, did a poll asking Iowans, what do you think of the Iowa governor, Kim Reynolds, her endorsement of Ron DeSanctimonious? And 66% said it doesn't, either 66 or 64% said doesn't mean anything to them. It's a zero. Oh, God. But it gets better. 22% of the respondents said Kim Reynolds' endorsement of Ron DeSanctimonious makes them feel less of DeSanctimonious. Her endorsement, this is a quarter of the Iowans, think so little of their mayor governor that her endorsement lowers, what would you call it, the endorsee, in their eyes. Wonderful. The endorsed. That was wonderful. Let's find another. Let's see here. We've got some time left. Let's see what we can do here. Donald Trump is on a tear here, folks. And here's the happy news. Well, now that we haven't discussed this on the show, this is not happy news. Here's one. The Democrats, like Malay said, mayored. They're mayored. They snuck into their Democratic National Committee bylaws a paragraph that states that at their own discretion, if there's some emergency with the Democrat candidate, what's the procedure for replacing the candidate? The candidate bows out for whatever reason, dies, gets sick, withdraws. Does the Democrat Party then, and this takes effect very soon, very quickly, does the Democrat Party then hold primaries? So that the Democrat voters get to pick their candidate? Oh, no, 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 no. Remember, these people are mayored. They don't want to give you a choice. They don't want to give even their own people a choice. So the rule states that if something happens to the candidate, like in this case, Joe Biden, guess who and how a replacement candidate is picked? By the DNC. The DNC unilaterally by itself can pick a candidate, put that candidate on all 50 statewide ballots, and run that candidate for president. Now, I forget what the drop dead date is or when the onset date is. I should have the paragraph. It's just about two sentences buried in the DNC bylaws. But they knew what they were doing when they stuck that in there. Recently stuck in. So here's what people who have read that are conjecturing. And this is why Biden did the faux pas recently, this week, where he was on the stage, I think in California. Gavin Newsom was on the stage with him, and he was chumming it up with Gavin Newsom and said to the audience, well, Gavin could have the job I want. What is that? Explain that. What does he mean? Can have the job I want. Well, he was joking. He was, in his Biden-esque way, he was saying, maybe it's going to be Gavin. And he may already be on to the, he may have already been told, we're going to usher you off the stage. You will be declared, you know, unfit, incompetent, you know, unfortunately disabled. And then we'll pick Gavin Newsom. And that'll be that. And so what's going on now? It gets the plot thickens. Who was it that talked about this today? I don't know whether it was Charlie Kirk. It must have been Charlie Kirk. He was talking about Hannity. Sean Hannity is, in the next few days, I think, going to host a so-called debate between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSanctimonious. What? Is that what the hell? And that's what Charlie Kirk was saying. What the hell? What's Sean Hannity doing? Is Sean Hannity a rhino? Because the only purpose achieved by this debate between Gavin Newsom, who's not even a declared candidate, and Ron DeSanctimonious is, are the rhinos trying to set up by having this debate? Are they trying to put it into the minds of the American people? Here are your candidates. We're going to replace Trump with Sanctimonious, and we're going to replace Biden with Newsom. And here you go. Here's a trial run. You get to see these two debate each other. In other words, make it real. Make it happen. Don't report the news. Create the news. Come on, Sean. Sean, your audience is going to head for the exits, pal. You're done. You're identified as a rhino phony if you host this debate between Ron DeSanctimonious and Gavin Newsom. That's it. That's the end of your reputation on the right with the right. The MAGA movement will desert you in droves. To go ahead and do it, pal. Watch your ratings tank. Ha! Blowhard. Thinks very highly of himself. You better cancel that debate, Sean, because you're gonna want a guest slot on the Mika and Scarborough show. Because those are the only people that are gonna love you after you do that debate. And they won't love you very hard. So you won't have anything. Anyway, so that's that. Let's check another one out here. Governor Abbott, here he is. Thank you, the president, thanking Governor Abbott. Let's listen to that. Let's see what he says. Terrible audio, but he's flanked by Brandon Judd, who's a hero. He's a leader of the Border Patrol union, I think. I'm not sure. And then there's Greg Abbott. My kids talk about in the gamer world, he's a tryhard. he's not the real thing. He's trying hard. All right, let's find another one here. And when you see these Border Patrol people and these Texas Rangers, hundreds of them surrounding Donald Trump, they love this man. I mean, they're smiling so big, their faces are going to crack. Okay, here's the president in inimical and well, maybe there is somebody that can imitate his style. Maybe Javier Milei has got it. But here's the president calling Kim Reynolds of Iowa a mared leftard. Well, right after this break, we'll get to it, and you'll like it.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
All right, we'll close out here. A couple of things I wanted to squeeze in. Here's Ron DeSanctimonious. Did he stick his foot in his mouth again. He was being interviewed by Jake Tapper. You all know who that is. And he said Donald Trump was too old and too unhealthy and et cetera. Oh, what an idiot. On the same, almost the same day, Donald Trump released a statement, a release from his personal doctor, stating how fantastic the president's health is. I'll just give you my summary. He says the president has lost a lot of weight. He is healthier now than he was 4 years ago. The doctor says I've been treating him. I've been his personal physician since 2021. He says that he's eating very well. His mental acuity is fantastic. He said excellent was his word. All his vital signs and all of his metrics were excellent. He released his complete medical report. Oh, DeSantis, what a dope you are. Listen to him. This guy's political career is over. I don't have it. Let's see. Do I have the audio of that? Here it is. I don't really have it. That's okay. Anyway, I got that, what you needed there. And so this was a great weekend. The president is doing incredibly well. Biden is crashing like, there was another one. I'm not going to have time to get to you. In New Hampshire, guess where Ron DeSanctimonious is in New Hampshire now? By polling, not by the Trump people, but by liberals. He's in fifth place. That's right, fifth place. He's behind Ramaswamy. Who's ahead of him? Christie is ahead of him. Ramaswamy is ahead of him. Haley is ahead of him. Trump, of course, is ahead of him. That's four. Yeah, he's fifth. He's fifth. I mean, Ron, it's over, pal. You're going to come out in New Hampshire, maybe in fifth place. Whoa. And those are the first two primaries, New Hampshire and Iowa. And, oh, my goodness. Oh, and listen to what the president says here. We're going to run out of time, so I'll be cut off in the mid-sentence here. But here's what the president says about the governor of Iowa. Kim Reynolds, writes this today, Kim Reynolds of Iowa has gone from a popular governor to the most unpopular governor in the United States. Not an easy feat. Her endorsement of Ron DeSanctimonious, who is 50 points down to me in the polls, has given him exactly zero bounce. He is a wounded bird falling violently from the sky. And get this, this is the great one. I wonder what position Kim Reynolds was promised in order to back someone who is so three O's far down. Ooh, wow. She was bought off, what the president is saying. Bad bet, Kim. End of your career, end of DeSanctimonious' career. Oh, anyway, that's all fun, isn't it? Good weekend. We'll see you here in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow night. Thank you all.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.